Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Internet Church. Amen. And we're happy to be here in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to welcome all of you. I want to thank you for joining us. The Lord has a word for us tonight. And I'm looking forward to it. It's a very potent word. And I hope that you will receive what the Lord has for you to receive from his word tonight. Amen? Amen. I want to thank all of you for your continued support of the ministry, those of you who pray, those of you who go into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and intercede, those of you who support us financially and with your participation. And we thank you very much. Amen. We appreciate your participation and your desire to please the Lord. Amen. So, having said that, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer shortly. I want to welcome all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Protestant Internet church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States and whatever time it happens to be where you are. If perchance you are working or it's in the middle of the night where you are, you can always recast our broadcast from our website. Our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com, Miracle Internet Church. And when the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see Blog Talk Archive Sermons. We encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to take you into the archive even at other times and ask him to take you to the sermon he wants you to listen to. There are many sermons all over this website. You will not run out of the Word of God, I guarantee it. We also have a link for the King James Audio Bible, and there are many other things about our site that you ought to investigate. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we are just praising the Lord with you for all of you that have these testimonies and answers to prayer that are absolutely wonderful. I'm proud of the Lord and you as well. And I hope that more of you will get the courage to place your prayer request and your praise report into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Amen? Amen. I know we don't mention finances very often. We pray over them during the local church meeting on Sundays. But we do, as a part of the kingdom of God, receive tithes and offerings. And we have a link that says giving at Miracle Internet Church right across the banner. And that will tell you everything you need to know about blessing this ministry financially. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to thank the Lord for his giving to us, and we want to thank the Lord for you being participants in the Lord's plan. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if you have an Android phone or an iPhone, you may participate as well. Go to your browser and pull up miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see three white lines on a black background. Click the three white lines, and it opens the rest of the links up to you. Amen. And we want to encourage everyone to join us in our chat room. Yes, our chat room is located on our webpage. When you open the page, you can go directly to our chat room. The page changes so that you may sign in, click guest, and then sign in using preferably your name or else your handle. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And say hello to all the other saints in the chat room. There are some of you who shy away from chat rooms as if they're horrid. But this is a holy chat room full of loving people who love the Lord and want to please him. So you shouldn't have that hindrance. You shouldn't be pulling back. You ought to jump in and participate. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, some of you, I'm going to say, unfortunately, are using it as an excuse to hide. Well, guess what? You can't hide. You can't hide from Jesus. You can't hide from the holy angels of God. You can't hide too well from the devil or the demons. So I would suggest, saints, that you stop trying to play the hide and seek game. It's not very effective in the kingdom of God. Amen? Because all things are open and naked before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. There are those of you who come up, and you don't sign into the chat room. You don't greet the other saints in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't put scriptures in when we're doing spiritual warfare. You just sit there. Well, that's not called full participation. That's called almost very little participation. Amen? So I would encourage you to go to the next phase and become an active participant when we're on the air. Amen? Praise the Lord. And even after we're off the air, if you're a person that has to recast, you can still go in the chat room and put your scriptures in. Amen? Amen. We don't have a maximum of scriptures that can be placed in the chat room. Praise the Lord. So participate. Also, from time to time in our chat room, I place FYI. What does FYI mean? For your information. For your information. Now, we serve an all-knowing God. He knows everything. There is no reason for his children to dwell in blindness or ignorance. So, if you're one of his children, we would expect that when you come to an FYI that Pastor has posted, that you would click on it and find out what God wants you to know. Amen. We are not a ministry that encourages Christians to dig a hole in the sand and put their heads into it. No, we are active part of what goes on in the kingdom of God and down here on the earth. Yes, our true citizenship is in heaven, but we also have active participation about how things turn out down here. And so we have prayer, where Brother Marshall leads us before the throne of God, and we pray about things that are happening on the earth. We are not a ministry that divorces ourselves from what happens to everybody on the planet. We are not so holy that we have no interest in the things that are developing on the earth. Some people say, oh, politics and religion don't go together. Well, guess what? If you read the Bible, you'll find out that Joseph was the second in command in Egypt, which was the superpower of the world at that time. If you read the Bible, you will find out that Daniel was a high-ranking official, in the kingdom that was in power at that time. If you read the Bible, you'll find out that Mordecai became the second in command in a vast and expansive earthly kingdom. So you see, the bright idea that our religion and politics have no intersection isn't proved out in the scriptures. In fact, it's quite the contrary. So we are not a ministry that pretends that God does not move through those avenues to bring forth his will in the earth. No, we are a ministry that chooses not to close our eyes, close our ears, and act like we don't know what's going on. No, we are involved in prayer and even in fasting and prayer and affecting the outcome of events on the earth. Amen? And we would expect that many of you would catch on. Amen? We're not religious. We're righteous. Amen? Amen. We are not dead. We are yet alive. And we care about the people that God made. So I would encourage you to read those FYIs that from time to time I put in the MIC radio chat room. Amen? God thinks it's significant enough for me to post and significant enough for you to partake of. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know it takes less than 60 seconds to sign in to the chat room to check out what's going on for the day. Amen? And what pastor might have posted. Amen? Praise the Lord. Many of you have been very blessed and informed by that information. Amen? So, I pray that the rest of you get on board and allow the Lord to help you expand your understanding of some of the things that are happening in the earth. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. M.M., you need to put a prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room so we can come into agreement with you, dear. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So, that will be just fine. Amen. So, when you have a need, put it in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Don't get up there and say, I have a need for two things. No. You pray. It's a prayer room. It's where prayer goes on. You pray to your Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. And you tell him what the situation is in a few little lines. You put a few scriptures there so we'll know which scriptures you're standing on. And we will come into agreement with you and with what the Lord desires for you. That's how our Global Prayer Warriors prayer room works. Amen? Amen. It's not like some other prayer rooms where you just put, y'all pray for me. The cat is now biting the dog. No, 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 no. Amen. Amen. We're different. God set us up different. So we do things the way the Lord set it up because that's what the Lord wants. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, saints, our featured psalm for tonight is Psalm 40, and our verse for meditation comes from the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. For those of you who are new and you did not know, we exclusively use the King James Version of the Bible. Amen? Praise the Lord. And I'll give you the other information later. Those of you who need to listen to us through your phone, the phone number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. So we want to thank the Lord for all he's doing. We want to thank the Lord for all the new people, and we pray that you learn what you need to know from the Lord. And that you grow in grace and in faith and in wisdom. Amen? Amen. We're not about being stagnant. We're about growth. Amen. And if you aren't growing after all the things we talk about, then you need to go back to the foot of Calvary and see what you missed. Amen. Because everybody else is growing. Amen. Everybody else is growing. The pastor's growing, and everybody else is growing. So I pray that you have decided that you want to come along with us and grow as well. Let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for this opportunity to come before your throne and to come together as the body of Christ. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that gave us an opportunity to have this relationship with you. We value this relationship. We treasure this relationship. It's exceeding important to us. And we desire to please you in this relationship, Father. We want to thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for God the Holy Spirit. We want to thank you for the kingdom of God. We want to thank you for the holy word of God. We want to thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you that when we come together, from your word you declare that you are in our midst. We thank you for the angels that attend your very presence. We want to thank you for having a platform and a forum by which all from all over the globe we can come together and worship you in unity and in truth. We want to thank you for the Spirit of God living in us and moving in us and changing us from who we were to who we ought to be. We want to thank you, Lord, for the cloud of witnesses that intercedes for us. We want to thank you for the heavenly praising angels and your ministering angels that have come. We want to thank you for the warring, linking angels that come to war on our behalf, Father. We want to thank you for every gift, every grace, and every blessing that we've been given in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, for eternal salvation. We want to thank you that we've passed from death to life. We want to thank you for keeping us, for saving us, for making us whole. We want to thank you for conforming us to the image of Jesus Christ. We thank you for everything, Father. We honor you, and we bless the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. Amen. We bless the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are our shepherd, Lord, and we shall not want, because you have supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory, Christ Jesus our Lord. We want to thank you that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. We want to thank you that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us and because you can handle this. You can handle it. You are more than able. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you that you help us in places where we are weak and vulnerable and have not the knowledge of what we ought to do. We want to thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to redeem the time because the days are evil. We want to thank you for delivering us because we stand in need of deliverance. We want to thank you, Lord, for everything about us that you have changed from who we were to who we are at this moment. We do not take it for granted, Lord. We do not take your grace, continue to grow, to pay attention to what you teach us, and to apply it to our lives immediately. Help us, Lord, not to trample on the blood of Jesus Christ. That is sacred blood. And this church service is a sacred space and a sacred time. And so we come to it, Lord, with the fear of God and reverence in our hearts. We worship you, Lord. We humble ourselves before you, and we thank you for your grace and your provision for us. In the name of Jesus, and Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in the name of Jesus. Tory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his kingdom, his agents, and his powers in the name of Jesus. We want nothing to do with it. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, listeners, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic and digital demons, technology demons, and their attacks, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank the Lord for his intervention in Jesus' holy name. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, unzip devils and their attacks, all pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence spirits, smart dust and drone spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits in their attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, and all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all whoredom spirits and their attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, some of you know that you have these whoredom spirits coming down your family line. You need to be in agreement when we're praying this part of the prayer. You just need to be in agreement with the prayer. You know that those unclean spirits are still in you, and some of you are still walking in them. But you need to come into agreement with this prayer so that the Lord will deliver you if you desire to be delivered. Amen? Praise the Lord. We bind all the voices of the stranger and the charmers and their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magician. We bind all microwave frequency attacks, EMF attacks, 5G, and all of that, and everything off the satellites. Amen? We bind all sonic frequencies and the work of every druid in the name of Jesus Christ. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every form of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, Australian, European, North and South American, Caribbean, Latin American, indigenous persons, native groups, and all others, all their black magic and white magic. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ and chain it with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We want to thank the Lord for his power at work. We roll at it, so we bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils and all spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in every culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place him under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits and spirits of infirmity and supplanting the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We want to thank you, Father. We bind all spiders in their webs, and all other creatures that are sent in by the enemy, taking the form of an insect, a bug, or any other creature in Jesus' name. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us. We bind all astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Father. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience. We bind false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe, fantasy, la-la land, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, vow, decay, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. You are bound in the holy name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom and all of his agents in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of pride, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry, and we bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, all combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, temptation to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we chain you all with eternal chains unto darkness. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Basilech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all other gods and goddesses, and Mammon in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you are chained with eternal chains unto darkness in the name of Jesus. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, designs, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, or rite, and all of the artifacts involved in Jesus' name. We bind the work of the Demole. We bind the work of all other associated groups coming under the Masonic heading in Jesus' name. We bind their attempt. To bring light and darkness together. We bind Osiris. We bind Baal in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head. According to the scriptures, we bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcrafts and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief and whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, and particularly Christians that are persecuted and Christians where there's a war going on in their country where they live, in the name of Jesus Christ. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus in our vehicles and the road we travel. We take authority, dominion, and power over animals, spirits, and demons of the road so that they do not cross our path in Jesus' name. We thank you for your angels that watch over us, Father. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit that comes through the computer and across the computer lines and through our cell phones and all digital, electronic, and other technology in Jesus' name. We bind those devils in the name of Jesus Christ. They have no right to attack us or our loved ones in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we pull out in the name of Jesus Christ every fiery dart, pin, needle, spear, all voodoo, and we return the curses with it to the wherever it came from, its point of origin, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull them out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord, for that. We cut ourselves free with the sword of the Spirit from every ungodly soul tie, ley line, silver cord, and garland, and all attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all other form of agreement with the demonic realm. We cut ourselves free in Jesus' name, and we loose ourselves from that. Amen. We break down and destroy walls of protection around shamans, nanobots, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, and divinators in Jesus' name. We break the power of the curses, hexes, vexes, love spells, charms, fetishes, all psychic warfare, psychic thoughts and prayers, voodoo, magic, sorcery, mind control, bewitchments, death, sickness, pain, torment, and destruction, candle burnings, incense, incantations, ungodly blessings, chantings, hoodoo, crystals, root work, tribal rituals and sins, and all other evil works of the enemy coming against us in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Father, that we are free from bondage. We bind every spirit of bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you open our eyes and our hearts so we can hear your voice and obey you in Jesus' holy name. And everyone said amen and amen and amen. Now, saints, I want to explain something to you once again, and hopefully this will clear this up and clarify this for everyone. When we do the opening prayer, when I lead us in the opening prayer, you have the opportunity and privilege of coming into agreement with the prayer. At no time are you to pray this prayer on your own. You are not called to, trained for, covered by God to do warfare against territorial spirits. That's what Dr. Pat did. That's what I do. If you try, you're going to get clobbered, as some of you have learned. Amen. You do not take on the powers, the principalities, the rulers of darkness, the world powers of this life. I have repeatedly warned you and encouraged you to stay in your lane. If you're in sandbox, it is not a curse to be in sandbox. It's a blessing. You've come out of the kingdom of dark and you've moved into the kingdom of God's dear son. If you're in kindercare, there's not a thing to be ashamed of. It's a blessing and an honor. If you've moved up further, praise the Lord for growth. Amen. However, you do have the opportunity to bind the strong man in your own life. Now, someone said on a broadcast or two ago that they weren't sure if they can bind the strong man. Well, they were binding the strong man in their own life. Yes, you may do that. Yes, you may bind the strong man in your life and in your family and over your dog, your cat, and your parrot. Yes, you may. Where it concerns your life and the life of those that are right surrounding you, you know what I mean by that. Yes, you may bind the strong man. But no, yes, Sharon, you may. It's your spouse. You all are one flesh. Amen? Praise the Lord. But when it goes beyond that realm, the answer is what you're supposed to do is wait until we come together and I begin to do warfare, I begin to do the opening prayer, and you just come into agreement with the prayer. Amen? Amen. Amen. Are we there yet? Now, your sister was kind enough to just post one of the teachings that explains that.
I would encourage you to get that, to click on that link when we're over tonight and listen to it. Amen? Yes, you may bind the strong man that's beating you up because you haven't been binding it. You may bind all the underlings in the name of Jesus Christ that's bugging you and your spouse and your children and your world. Amen? In your territory where you live, where your cat, your ferret, your dog live. Yes. What concerneth you? However, you may not attempt to do what Dr. Pat and I do, what Dr. Pat did and what I do. That you may not do. That you may come into agreement when I do it on the air and we do it as the body of Christ. A ferret is a little animal. What about astral witches? Well, Dina, don't you know how to go into the archive and ask the Holy Spirit to take you to the message about that? Yes, you do. Amen? Yes, you do know how to do that. Praise the Lord. And you also know how to write me at gproom@outlook.com. Everybody has the opportunity to send me an email. And where do you send the email? gproom@outlook.com. Amen? Amen. Everybody can write me one more time at gproom@outlook.com. Not to mention, the Holy Spirit is right there with you. He's your helper. Can you ask him a question? I'm certain that you can. Amen? So you are fully equipped. You have the entire archive and the website. You can write Pastor at GP Room. And the Holy Spirit, well, he's inside you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen? So do we understand? Amen. No, you do not have to skip over the prayers when we're casting. You can say amen. You can come into agreement. Amen? Because we've already done it as a body. You're just saying amen. You're in agreement. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because there were people who thought that they were supposed to take the prayer that I prayed and they were supposed to pray it themselves. No, that will get you in trouble. And some of you have been in trouble and you would like to get out of trouble. And I'm trying to help you get out of trouble. Yes, when you're recasting, you can say amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I hope that we understand. If we don't, Pastor can be reached at gproom@outlook.com, and the Holy Spirit is already right there with you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and praise the Lord. Amen. I hope that has clarified a few things for some of you, or most of you. I kind of think it did. Amen. When Pastor prays, Pastor takes on world powers. If you go in the archive, if the Holy Spirit takes you there, you can hear, well, we warred against Brexit. We were taking on world powers. But you don't do that by yourself, dear, and so you don't pray this prayer by yourself. No, if you're recasting, you can just say amen. That will do. Amen? Praise the Lord. So some of you should have a little less warfare now now that you're kind of getting this cleared up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. However, when the cat and the dog are fighting, yes, you can bind the strong man while they fight. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe you'll have peace in your home. So let's get started, shall we? Well, tonight we're going to talk about, oh, I didn't give you the featured ebook, did I? If I didn't, I forgot. The featured ebook is Double-Minded Man, Spiritually Unstable. And Brother Bill, I think, has already posted the link. Tonight we're going to talk about, thank you, Clothed in His Power. Clothed in His Power. And so we're going to go to the book of Acts. And we're going to go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Now, I'm not going to read every single scripture in this passage. I'm going to, for time's sake, just read the ones I ought to read. Amen? Amen. Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Amen. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'll read that line again. Verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? In other words, these people all from Galilee, how is it they learned all these languages? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Verse 11, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking. There are always going to be those who mock because you speak in other tongues. Ignorant, they're unlearned, they're not knowledgeable, and they don't have any better sense than to act that way. These men are full of new wine, they said. So there comes your false accusation. With a spirit of mockery, you find false accusation and plenty of untruth. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also, my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And the church said, amen. Saints, Jesus Christ was anointed to defeat Satan while he was here on earth. We have just read the passages about the entrance of the Holy Spirit into the very lives of the early church believers. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is much more than an emotional experience that envelops you from head to toe. I'll say it again. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is much more than an emotional experience that envelops you from head to toe. It is far more reaching. It is more far-reaching than just speaking in an unknown tongue. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is an extremely important spiritual experience. Yes, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is an extremely important spiritual experience. It is a personal encounter with God, the Holy Spirit, which produces a continual flow of God's power in your life. It is a personal encounter with God, the Holy Spirit, which produces a continual flow of God's power in your life. The very same Spirit who filled Jesus Christ with power and strength fills us with power and strength. Amen? Jesus didn't have a different Holy Spirit from the Holy Spirit we have. He's the Holy Spirit. There is only one. Any other spirit is not the Holy Spirit. Amen? And there are others, there are persons who have the other spirit and not the Holy Spirit. They've got a spirit, all right, but it's demonic and it's devilish. It attempts to imitate and mimic the Holy Spirit. It is not of God, and it can be bound and cast out in Jesus' holy name. Praise the Lord. So, the Holy Spirit is the one who gave Jesus Christ the strength and power to endure the journey to Calvary and beyond. From his encounters with Satan in the wilderness to his seven last words on the cross and beyond, the Holy Spirit took Jesus after the crucifixion into the depths of Satan's territory. And Jesus commanded Satan to hand over the keys of hell and of death. I'll say that again. The Holy Spirit took Jesus after the crucifixion into the depths of Satan's territory. And Jesus commanded Satan to hand over the keys of hell and of death. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen. Amen. That is the truth. You see, there are people who have not read that. They're Christians, but they haven't read that. They haven't come to believe it nor receive it. Revelation chapter 1, go a little further, verse 18. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Jesus is continuing to speak, and he says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. So it appears quite obvious to all that the devil had to turn over the keys. He couldn't keep them. Amen. So Jesus says to us in 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 18. The word says, for Christ also hath once for sin, the just for the unjust. The just for the unjust. The just for the unjust. Amen. That he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. Quickened, made alive by the Holy Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. So he's saying to us that after he got up off the cross, his body being dead, in his spirit, he and the Holy Spirit did some work. They went to people whose spirits were in prison. Why? Because they were bad. They did horrible things during the time of Noah and before. And so the Lord went to minister to them. Verse 22, speaking of Jesus, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. He went to preach to people that had not heard the gospel except through Noah, and some of them came before Noah's time. So they got to hear the gospel preached. They needed it, just like we did. Though Jesus's body died a physical death, his spirit lived on. And it was in his spirit that he visited the spirits in prison. You see, you are a spirit that has a soulish realm, and you live in an earth suit or a body. If you don't have a body, you can't hang out down here very long. Amen? Down here, you need a body to stay here. Praise the Lord. I pray that we all understand that. He preached the gospel to them. These are the spirits of those who lived long before and had refused to listen to God. Now Jesus is in heaven and is seated in the place of honor at the right hand of God the Father, where angels and authorities and powers are bowing before him, being made subject to him, and obeying him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 8. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. So Jesus descended first into the lower parts of the earth, dealt with what he had to deal with then, and when he was finished dealing with that, he ascended. Amen? He ascended on high. When Jesus Christ returned in triumph and victory to heaven, once he had defeated Satan, all right, yes, sir. All righty. The Holy Spirit's telling me to do something because he wants you to see this. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, we're going to continue, and then I'll get to that part. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me do what the Lord's telling me to do. All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. When Jesus Christ returned in triumph and victory to heaven, once he had defeated Satan after his resurrection. Make note that Jesus returned to heaven from where he came. He originated from heaven, all right? He came down from the heights of heaven to the lowest parts of the earth that he might fill everywhere with himself. Now, let's go to Psalm 24. Psalm 24, and we're going to begin with verse 7. Psalm 24, and we're going to begin with verse 7. Now, what you see in Psalm 24 is the Lord Jesus returning. We just talked about his returning to heaven. And you'll find out the voice activation did not begin in technology on earth. Amen? The devil always wants to mimic something God has already done. So beginning with verse 7, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. And the question is asked, who is this King of glory? The answer was given, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? comes the question from the other side. And the answer is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So, yes, it happened just as it's recorded in the scripture. The King of glory is speaking to the gates and the everlasting door. And he's telling them to open, coming in. Amen? Amen. So, that is what the Lord wanted you to see. So, saints, you see, Jesus is victorious, and he expects each of us to be victorious, too. Yes, he does. The Father's plan for us is that we, too, will face the enemy and the circumstances in our lives in the same power and the same strength that was upon Jesus' life. Yes, that is exactly right. The Father's plan for us is that we, too, will face the enemy and the circumstances in our lives in the same power and the same strength that was upon Jesus' life. In the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we are clothed with God's power to be a witness to the world of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. In the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we are clothed with God's power to be a witness to the world of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. It is the clothing in his power that enabled the early church to face the persecution and even death in a mighty demonstration of the power of God. Their lives were forever changed after they were baptized, filled, and overflowing with the power of God. Remember, saints, what the Lord said to us in the Gospel of John, Chapter 14, verse 12. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, and verse 12. Jesus said that we would do greater works because he returned to the Father and that the Holy Spirit had come to us. Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you. Say, Jesus is talking to me. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So what happens when Jesus returns to his Father? He keeps the promise that he made to us when he said in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 16, he made us a promise. And we're going to talk about it just a moment, the promise that he made. John chapter 16, beginning with verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, Jesus said. For if I go not away, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Satan is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, verse 13, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Now I want to pause right here and talk to you about something. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me. He says he will guide you into all truth. Truth about every single aspect of your own life as well. Truth about your health. Truth about your finances. Truth about what you need to do. Truth about whether your financial advisor is telling you the truth or not. Truth about whatever you need to know the truth about. He guides you into all truth. It doesn't matter whether it's in your life or in the scriptures. He is the Spirit of truth. And he will guide you into all truth. When your children are standing before you, and somebody's not telling the truth, he will guide you to the truth. That's right. When you're sitting on a jury and someone is telling the truth and someone is not, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will guide you, dear Christian, into all truth. When you're standing before a salesman and they're making a pitch, if you ask him, the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. Amen? Amen. He said all truth, not some truth. When you're listening to a newscast, and they're blabbing whatever they're blabbing, especially if they're one of those corporate-owned companies, the Spirit of truth lives in you. You can ask him if they're telling the truth or not. You don't have to be deceived. You don't have to give your mind over to lies and deceit and treachery. Why? Because the Spirit of truth is not only in the earth, he's in you. And he guides you. See, he will guide you. Write your name right there. Write your name right there. He will guide you into all truth. Amen? Amen. Now, you need to believe him to do that. Praise God. You need to believe for the Holy Spirit to continually lead you into all truth. You need to trust him to lead you into all truth. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. You need to confess that he will lead you into all truth. That's right. That's what you ought to do. Especially if you came from a witchcraft background. Especially if you came from a witchcraft background. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen. Jesus said, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. Well, everything belongs to Jesus, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. So you see, everything belongs to Jesus. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Amen? Yes, saints, as we grow in the Lord, we should look forward to the time when we will walk in faith and do as Jesus did. That should be a continual hope that's in our heart. Amen. That's right. We have to keep hope alive in our heart. Cry out to God for more maturity, more wisdom, and more faith. You have to believe God for this. It's not going to come hit you in the head. That's right. Effort is required on your part. You can't just sit and listen to Pastor Sabrina and Dr. Pat and Brother Marshall and Brother Bill talk about it. At some point, you have to get off the side of the swimming pool and dive off into the water yourself. You got to grow. You got to keep going. You've got to keep hope in your heart. You have to walk in faith. You have to keep going.
All right, praise the Lord. Let me know if you can hear me, Brother Bill. Amen. Don't worry, the devil's just trying to interfere. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can hear me? Somebody say yes. All right, thank you. Praise the Lord. The devil really does not want you to hear this message. So I suppose this is one of those messages you get the privilege of recasting, because I don't think he really wants you to hear all this. He's been giving me a hard time all day, but, you know, I'm used to him being ugly. All righty, let's continue. Praise the Lord. All right, we were finishing up John 16, 7 through 16. And we were saying that we can cry out to God for more maturity, more wisdom, and more faith. And we should. We should all the time. Why? Because we need it. We need it. We need more maturity. We need more wisdom. We need more faith. All of us do. The Spirit of God is bringing us to the place in our lives where we must make a decision. We must make a decision. Each of us must make a decision and wholehearted commitment to be willing to do whatever is necessary to come even greater relationship with Christ, so that the same power
and the same strength that Jesus had is in you. Let me say that again. The Spirit of God is bringing us to the place in our lives where we must make a decision. We can't sit on the fence any longer. Each of us must make a decision and a wholehearted commitment to be willing to do whatever is necessary to come into an even greater relationship with Christ, so that the same power and the same strength that Jesus had is in you. Your choice. This is the beginning of living your life in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. That's right. However, the warning is this. It comes with a warning. The warning is this. If you ever come to the place in your Christian experience where you get placed, where you think that you know all that you need to know, a place where you believe that you have all that God has for you, you're in a very, very, very dangerous place. Saints, never, ever, ever lose the hunger and thirst for righteousness. Let me say that again. Saints, never, ever, ever lose the hunger and thirst for righteousness. That hunger and that thirst for God should totally fill your entire being. Amen? Thirst and hunger for God to totally fill your entire being and for God to direct your every move. You should never stop desiring that and never stop seeking him for more. Amen? Amen. This desire must become a very part of you, and it must forever be the desire of your heart. It must forever be the desire of your heart. If that light ever goes out, you need to stop whatever you're doing and forget about it and fall on your face before Almighty God and repent of your backslidden condition and pray until God comes and rains righteousness upon you. You cannot afford to lose the fire of God in your life. We are in the last days. We need more than my grandmother needed. We're facing what she never saw in the natural. We can't afford to let our fire go out. Some of you have never caught on fire. Some of you have never caught on fire for God yet. You need to live on your face before him. Some of you are still so wrapped up in your own little life and your own little world and how you want things and what you plan and what you intend and so on and so on and so forth, that you don't even have fire in you. But we've already talked about the self-life and that it was crucified on the cross.
Fine.
On the cross. And if yours somehow managed to slip down, I don't know how that could have happened. You need to see to it gets back up on that cross. Amen? We need to want to be filled with God. And we cannot afford to let our fire go out. We need to stay on fire for God. And if you've never been, you need to become. Yes, you need to become. If you are to continually grow into the image of Christ, there must be a constant pushing forward in the Spirit. If you are to continually grow into the image of Christ, there must be a constant and continual pushing forward in the Spirit. There's a price to pay for this thing. It's not free. Even the Apostle Paul, with all that he achieved for the kingdom of God, kept this desire alive in his heart. He kept it alive. Yes, he did. Alive in his heart. He wouldn't let go. He wouldn't give up. He wouldn't quit. Philippians chapter 3, beginning with verse 7. Philippians chapter 3, beginning with verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I might win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Why? That I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. There are no perfect people down here. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I have not arrived. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I'm pressing on. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He sounds determined to me. I don't know about you. Paul was saying that all of life's rewards that he once believed were so important, he put them all aside and relieved himself of them so that he could place all of his hope and trust in the Lord alone. Paul counted this life as worthless when he compared it to the preciousness of knowing Jesus Christ the Lord. Paul put aside everything in order that he could have Jesus. Paul knew that in order to be right with God, we must have true faith in our Lord. We must learn how to fully, completely depend on the Lord. Our weaknesses and our vulnerabilities are an opportunity to learn to lean on the Lord and to trust Him more. While we are here on the earth, we have an opportunity to really know the Lord and to experience the very power that raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, even to the place of suffering and dying for the kingdom of God. Paul determined that whatever it took, he was going to be among those who lived his life in the freshness of the newness of life in God's grace, his power, and his strength, as one who was alive from the dead. Paul didn't flake out, nor did he quit. He was determined to become all that Jesus had saved him to be. He saved him for a reason. He had a plan and purpose for his life. Paul was determined to become all that Jesus had saved him for and died for him to become. Do you have that determination? It's a lot to think about. It's a lot to decide on. It's a lot to choose. There's a lot of growth that's required, a lot of sacrifice that's entailed. Amen? It is so. I encourage you to recast this message and listen and pause it and talk to the Lord as you're listening. Amen? Amen. Because God has plans for your life. And I pray that at some point you will choose to live as Paul has explained. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Bill, we will hear from you, sir.
The Lord, Pastor Sabrina, praise the Lord. We have some wonderful praise reports. Let's start with Sharon. She's, praise be to God of heaven and earth. After 3 hours of trying to get in the prayer room, I got in to post a prayer. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for our leaders. Thank you for the saints. Thank you, Father, for loving me. I give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Now, saint, she didn't give up. She kept fighting, and she made it into the prayer room. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You can't give up. Sometimes you have to battle. Or, Stacy has a praise report. I took authority, power, and dominion over my car for a few days, and my car stopped shuddering, and the check engine light went off. I would have to buy a new car if that's light stayed on, because the parts were $6,000. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. They're learning how to fight. Sam has a praise report. Our PM revoked the Emergencies Act today. Thank you, Lord, for the Senate and their wisdom. I pray for protection for those standing to protect in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. You're changing things in Canada. We praise you for that. And Alms has a praise report. Father, I just want to thank you for the work in my mind against mind control and the issue that's been going on. And Father, I ask you to open my eyes to see what was left in my house to do witchcraft against me. And thank you that you are showing me stuff I never would have seen. Have I not asked you to open my eyes, go through each room, and you're revealing things to me, little things I never would have thought of to look at. Father, I thank you for your continuing opening my eyes to the things of the Spirit as well as the natural in Jesus' name. And I thank you, saints and pastors, for your prayers and your prayer agreements. What was that?
Keep going.
That. Okay.
No, it was me hitting the wrong button. It was me hitting the wrong button.
Okay, I didn't know what that was. Praise you, Lord. We have another praise report from them all. I thank you, Father, for leading me to the right people that are helping me in the situation in my apartment building. I give thanks to the Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, that looks after and loves his children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that praise report. And Sam has a praise report. After 2 weeks trying to get a file to import, today it finally worked. Prayed against all hindrances and blockages and frustrations and the curse to be destroyed off my life in Jesus' name, according to Galatians 3:13. And Dana says, thank you, Lord. You made sure that I have food on the table, gas in my vehicle, and a roof over my head. I believe the report of the Lord. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just give you praise and glory, Lord Jesus. You're teaching the saints how to war and how to fight. And we praise you, Lord. These are wonderful. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Thank you, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. I agree. These are some wonderful testimonies. And all of you that are still out there thinking your testimony is too tiny, well, guess what? That testimony needs to be heard, tiny or not. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And the devil really didn't want you to hear that message. He really didn't. He's been putting up his little, what he thinks is a fight, but we overcome in Jesus' name. Amen? I'm going to go to the guest call-ins now, and I ask that when I call your area code out, that you speak up promptly and clearly so that everyone can hear and we can pray for you. Amen. Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-76235. Amen. Amen. Area code 786, you're on the air in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor. This is NK. Thank you very much for taking my call. I wrote out what I need help with, and so I'd like to read that. It's about 3 minutes.
Okay, take your time so everybody can hear clearly.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, in Jesus' name. 12 years ago, before KK and I met, married, and I conceived AK, I did everything a certain alternative healthcare practitioner told me to do. His methods included O-ring muscle testing, where the practitioner believes your body is speaking to them energetically, various sound and light techniques, and a myriad of bioenergetic computer diagnostics, spirits of Jewish mysticism, New Age, Antichrist, divination, pride, paranormal communication, and ancient Egypt, among others, were present. I was his patient for approximately 2 years. KK and AK also later became patients. I want deliverance from the relationship overall, but especially from the last time I saw him. This is what happened. From what I can remember, the doctor told us that he was using a new treatment that was powerful and effective, unlike anything I had done before. It entailed about 1 hour of him going into a back room where he transferred coordinates or frequencies, some type of a program or purpose, into a black plate no bigger than my palm. All I needed to do was firmly press this plate against the bare flesh of my abdomen, right over my womb. After I did my part for the allotted time, he'd return to the back room to get the plate charged again. It seemed he was consulting someone who wasn't physical, a type of ascended master or disembodied being the doctor was subject to. Since that time, I had 2 stillborn sons and 2 miscarriages, and since that time, the doctor has died. I have wanted justice for my stolen son and also want to know if it is God's plan for me to have a baby, because though I bind it and take it captive to Jesus, the desire to birth a daughter keeps returning. I repent for wasting my money, my parents' money, and KK's money on that man. I repent for recommending many people to him and for betraying God because I was a so-called Christian at that time. I'd like deliverance and a total reset in the area of my reproduction and health, and I want all ownership of my body and everything that I am to be totally transferred to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Pastor.
All right, dear. Now, Saint, you're going to find, if you haven't discovered already, that wicked person, unrighteous person, unscrupulous person, demonic person, listen to demon spirit, and they are subject and slaves to those devils, and they do whatever those devils tell them to do. Those devils don't want to be outside of a human body. They want to be inside, and they will use all kinds of methods to find a way inside a human body. They want to take it over and run it. And many of you have experienced those things. So, this is what she went through, was under the category, we will call it, of an alternative kind of treatment. There are many of them. There's so many of them, there's no way to list them all. But you see, in Christianity, the Lord is our healer. Not all of these various methods that the world and the demons come up with. So we're going to pray with our sister tonight. And the Lord is going to move. I need you to go find your faith wherever you put it and blow the dust off of it. and get ready to use it. Amen? It's time to use our faith. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our sister has confessed her fault, and you say that when we do so, you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We come into agreement with the Godhead, his plans and purposes for our sister, her husband, and her son, their family, and for the, we come into agreement with the scriptures from the covenant that pertaineth to this situation in her life. Now she has repented, Lord, of all of these things, and even things that she may not have remembered or known about that happened during that season of her life. And so we remit her sin and her husband's sin during that time. All of the things that they became involved in through ignorance, through deception, through seduction, and other spirits. We remit their sins in Jesus' name. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we lay the battle axe of the Lord to the root of this situation in Jesus' name. We command every spirit that entered her body during that time to come out now in the name of Jesus. We bind every strong man and all of the agents. We bind you to the strong man, and we command you all to come out now in the name of Jesus. Every even particles that were placed in her body, come out now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that entered in, all particles that were placed there, all items that were placed into her body, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. You must obey the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for having released your warring angels to war against these things in Jesus' name. Every entity that is not of Jesus Christ, come out of her. Every entity that is not of Jesus Christ, come out of her now. Go, get bound into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come on out. We command that man, come out of her in the name of Jesus. Every entity must go. That man and the spirits that he was engaged with, we bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her private. Oh, hallelujah. Come out of her soul. Fire of God. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath first, cough next. Come out of her. Isha da de yosa. Esa da de riokota. Irusata da bra. You spirits from underneath the deep, we bind you. Fire of God to consume you. The same fire that fell on Mount Carmel to consume you now in Jesus' name. Loose her in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold. We command you to make yourself microscopic and come out of her. Come out of every part of her flesh, every part of her body that you have touched, cursed, and affected. We set it free in Jesus' name.
Kalada yo sita da brike de sama mama mamagushe. Rita da bruca ba 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 sa da da brusha la di osa da babare. Alla la di osa da bruca ba 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 sa. All of it out in the name of Jesus. Era da di nothing left behind in the name of Jesus Christ. Isho rusa la di osu ta da bre. Era la le osunda. Take a deep breath and exhale again. Come out. We cut your head off with the sword of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Every serpent, split, cut with the sword of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Every serpent, come out of her. No matter when you entered, come out now in the name of Jesus. You can no longer steal the seed in Jesus' name. You can no longer steal the seed. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual creature that is in her vessel or her husband, come up and out of both of them now in Jesus' holy name. Come out of both of them now in the name of Jesus. Come out. There's no place for you to go but to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We cut her free. We cut her free. From every tie that is not of Jesus Christ, we cut her free. We cut her free from that method of treatment. We cut her free from all that was entailed in that method of treatment that was just falsehood. And we cut her free from every spirit that was associated in Jesus' name. Ha, ha, ha. Leave and never return again in the name of Jesus. Leave and never return again in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and exhale. A deep breath and exhale. Come on out, you nasty serpent. Come out of her. You can't stay. We take the ground from you with the blood of Jesus Christ. We take the ground from you. We take. Come out of her and stop talking to me. We take the ground from you with the blood of Jesus Christ. We soak her in the blood of Jesus. We submerge her under the blood of Jesus. You come out of her. You come out of her now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We turn you over to God the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Take a deep breath and exhale. Come out of her. The rest of you, come out in the name of Jesus. The poison of asp, we bind in the name of Jesus. All venom is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. The entire horde of demons. Come on out. You can't stay there. And the longer you stay there, the greater the judgment against you in Jesus' name. The longer you pretend you can't leave, the greater the judgment against you in Jesus' name. Come on out, all of you. All of you at once. Come on out in the name of Jesus. The fire of God to burn you. The fire of God to consume you in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Keep coughing. Keep coughing. Keep coughing. Keep coughing in the name of Jesus. Keep coughing. Come on out, all of it. Come on out in Jesus' holy name. Come on out, all of you. All of it, every bit of it. For every treatment that she received, for every treatment that she receives, the punishment and the judgment grows stronger. For every treatment that she receives, the punishment and the judgment grows stronger in Jesus' name. Cough that thing out. Cough it out. For every treatment that she receives, the judgment and the punishment is all the greater in Jesus' name.
All contracts are broken by the blood of Jesus.
Come on out in the name of Jesus. Every agreement that they had with those demons is now destroyed in the fire of God in Jesus' name. Each, every, and all agreements are destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Her body belongs to God. Her whole body belongs to God. Take a deep breath and exhale.
Through my nose, Pastor?
You hissing snake, come on out. You're trying to keep yourself wrapped around. We unwrap you in the name of Jesus Christ. We unwrap you in the name of Jesus. And we tie you in knots. Woo! Thank you, Lord. We tie you in knots. Your constrictions go back upon yourself. Every python devil, you got to go too. Every python has got to go. Hey, even generational ones. Even generational ones. Generational sorcery, bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Generational sorcery. We submerge her active participation in that sin under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank
never
you.
To rise again.
Amen.
Take another deep breath and cough. Amen. Now take a deep breath and receive ye the Holy Ghost. Take another deep breath and let the Holy Spirit come in and burn the rest of that out in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
You're going to be getting some more deliverance for a while.
Thank you.
You need to play blood songs over you the entire night.
Okay.
Because some of those devils are just too prideful to want to come out while we're on the air. They're coming out in Jesus' name.
I agree.
Leviathan, you can't stay there.
Hallelujah.
Release your prayer language. Witchcraft, come out of her in Jesus' name. Witchcraft, come out of her in the name of Jesus. Every order, form, type, and rank of witchcraft, come out of her in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now,
By the stripes of Jesus, you have been healed. Be fruitful and multiply in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Yes, amen. God bless you. Thank you for all the time. God bless you, everyone. Thank you for your intercession.
Amen. We love you.
I love you. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to try to stick with our time schedule a little better tonight. Praise the Lord. God is very good to us, and we want to be who we ought to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, saints. So, tonight, we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning America. Yes, America was based on a foundation of fundamental principles. Many involve deep-rooted cultural values, years of tradition, and especially strong religious and ethical beliefs. In America, we have the right to criticize lifestyle choices that violate these especially strong religious norms. However, the Global Respect Act, I don't know how they got the word respect into this, but they put it there. The Global Respect Act, timeless American values could disappear. The Global Respect Act is a foreign relations bill. The legislation gives preferential treatment to people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, or queer. In the Global Respect Act, the U.S. federal government will have the power to deny human rights, the ones God gives, to anyone who does not espouse these radical lifestyle choices. The bill will compel citizens to denounce values and traditions and acknowledge LGBTQ beliefs as moral. I hope you heard that. The bill will block visa sanctions for anyone who adheres to religious teachings, even health concerns, and supposedly violates an LGBTQ person's rights. What's disturbing is that, as written in the bill, all a person has to do to be guilty is to disagree with the lifestyle. Stefano Ginerari is the Vice President for Legal Studies of the Center for Family and Human Rights. Stefano has lived and worked in the U.S., the U.K., and Italy. He has also served as a missionary in Nigeria, the West Indies, and Israel. He has a wealth of experience in human rights. He is rightfully outraged. According to him, this is how the Mafi movement against communists started. They said they wanted to find communists outside of the United States. The LGBTQ community makes up slightly more than 7% of the U.S. population. Over half of this group are registered Democrats. Those who identify as LGBTQ are invariably liberal. It is not surprising that every U.S. House Democrat voted for this bill. All these liberals want is votes. Even more shocking are the six Republicans who sided with the Democrats.
while not condemning anyone for a particular religious belief or lifestyle, most conservatives do not support such. The six Republicans violated core conservative beliefs. The U.S. House bill adopted by Democrats will prosecute foreign opponents of the LGBTQ lifestyle. Wording in the bill will explicitly allow for persecution of anyone who disagrees with such radical life choices. There is a dangerous underlying principle within this bill. This bill will ban all foreigners from entry into the United States if they oppose the LGBTQ ideology. It will afford the presidency a weapon to wield against other cultures. If passed by the Senate, the bill would give the U.S. president unbridled power to order visa sanctions on foreigners. It would be a short step to have this same type of control legislated against American citizens. Voters should hold the six Republicans accountable for going along with all the Democrats. The six progressive Republicans are Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, New York, Adam Kinzinger from Illinois, Peter Meijer of Michigan, Tom Reed of New York, and Maria Salazar of Florida. Amen. We are requesting adjudication from the righteous judge concerning two January 6th defendants. Make an adjustment here. Yeah, that's better. Who pleaded guilty to illegal parading or picketing at the U.S. Capitol were each sentenced 36 months probation. A length of time, the judge said, was designed to last through the next two election cycles to deter political violence. Judge Beryl Howell, Chief Judge of U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, was critical of prosecutors for repeatedly making plea arrangements using the misdemeanor charge of parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. She said the charge, in essence, makes light of January 6th. Howell emphasized to both defendants that what happened on January 6, 2021, was not a political protest, nor could be considered speech protected by the First Amendment. She questioned both men on whether they believed at any time that the 2020 presidential election was stolen, and she was wrong for doing that. James D. Lolis, Jr. of Greer, South Carolina, pleaded guilty to one count of parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. Lolis was convicted of entering the U.S. Capitol, fixing an Antifa sticker to the wall, and spending about 5 minutes in the building. Judge Howell sentenced Lolis to 3 years probation and 3 months of home detention and ordered him to pay $500 restitution and to perform 100 hours of community service within a year. The court finds a sentence of probation coupled with a period of home detention would be appropriate to ensure he is subject to the next couple of election cycles, that he does not engage in the political violence that occurred on January 6th, the judge said. I certainly hope when you say that you've been cast off by other conservatives that you remind yourself that you have to be careful of the company you keep, Howell said. And perhaps people who are critical of you, taking responsibility for your actions, criminal conduct on January 6th, are not the company you want to keep. Lola said his unsuccessful attempts that day to get police to lend assistance to a man who collapsed and had no pulse have left him with post-traumatic stress disorder, for which he is being treated with medication and intensive therapy. I began to tell them that I had found a man 25 to 30 feet away, and I assumed he was in cardiac arrest and he was turning purple, Lola said. To my dismay, I was sprayed in the face with a healthy dose of the hottest pepper spray can imagine. I stumbled back through the crowd, unable to breathe, in excruciating pain, not knowing where I was or which direction to go to leave. Kevin Greenson, 55, of Athens, Georgia, died at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th after suffering a heart attack. One witness said Greenson was struck in the eye by a pepper ball fired by police, then collapsed. Benjamin Phillips, 50, also died after suffering a cardiac event at the U.S. Capitol. A lengthy period of probation would be appropriate to ensure the subject's supervision for a period of 3 years, Howell said, taking us through the next two election cycles so he does not engage in political violence again. During a nearly 90-minute sentencing hearing, Howell spent more than 11 minutes questioning prosecutors for using the parading charge, which she suggested led to confusion among the public that January 6th was merely a protest that got out of hand. I think it does bear repeating that what happened on January 6th was not a protest, Judge Howell said. It bears repeating in part because a major political party has described what happened on January 6th as legitimate political discourse. So I think it bears repeating again and again. This was not legitimate political discourse. This was not protest, so the judge said. Whew. I'm not so sure that person ought to be a judge. I don't know about you. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the United Nations has estimated about 100,000 Ukrainians have already been displaced as a result of the Russian invasion, and that number could ultimately grow to 1 to 5 million. The international community is making preparations to meet their humanitarian needs, though perhaps not quickly enough. Just hours after Russia's assault began on Thursday morning, there were massive traffic jams, sold-out train tickets, and long lines at ATM in Kyiv, however you pronounce that, the name of that city, as people tried to flee with little clue as to how long they might be gone or if they'll ever return. There is a significant movement of the population, but it is also hard to say whether people are moving permanently or for the short term, the Eastern Director for Save the Children said, which has been on the ground in Ukraine since 2014. For now, Central Europe is welcoming Ukrainians with open arms. Receiving countries include Poland, which is planning to accommodate up to 1 million Ukrainians, as well as Romania, Hungary, Slovakia, and Moldova, where 4,000 Ukrainians arrived on Thursday. But those countries aren't currently equipped to handle the volume of refugees that are likely to arrive on their borders in the coming weeks, and European and U.S. leadership need to help out with that capacity. the primary receiving countries in Central Europe simply don't have the capacity to meet those needs on a large scale and on a prolonged basis. Poland, for example, only accepted about 5,200 refugees in the first 9 months of 2021. A million is a big step up. The amount of resources being dedicated to this may not be sufficient to the full scope and scale of the crisis. The advocacy director for Europe and Central Asia for Amnesty International said, Ukrainians' needs go beyond temporary provisions of food, clothing, and shelter that can sustain them through the cold winter. They are facing the prospect of long-term displacement, and that means they need formal pathways to legal status, access to resettlement services, permanent housing, education, and health care. They also need vaccination for COVID-19, which has ravaged Ukraine in recent months. Only about 36% of Ukrainians are vaccinated. European Union states will likely bear the brunt of any potential influx of Ukrainian refugees. That will require a lot of money and infrastructure that aid organizations can't provide in full. The time to act is now. The number of Ukrainians in need of humanitarian aid could balloon quickly, particularly given Russian President Vladimir Putin has made it clear in previous conflicts that he has no qualms about targeting civilians, like when he ordered airstrikes on Syrian civilian infrastructure in 2019. Indeed, he has already started bombing Ukrainian hospitals in violation of international humanitarian law. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the Supreme Court announced on Tuesday that it will decide whether civil rights laws violate the First Amendment when they compel an artist to speak or stay silent. By doing so, the court formally commenced its long-delayed project of dismantling non-discrimination laws that protect LGBTQ people. But it is not at all clear that the court will stop at LGBTQ protection. Rather, the justices have indicated that they may take a wrecking ball to the edifice of civil rights law, dismantling the constitutional foundations of non-discrimination in public accommodation. Tuesday's grant marks a victory for the conservative campaign to undermine LGBTQ equality by granting businesses a right to discriminate. This campaign nearly succeeded in 2017's Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission, which contested Colorado's ability to penalize a baker who refused to provide wedding cakes to same-sex couples. But in an opinion by Justice Anthony Kennedy, the Supreme Court did not decide whether this penalty violated the baker's free speech. Instead, Kennedy punted, holding that the state invests constitutional hostility toward the baker's religion. Now the court will answer the question left open in Cake Shop, whether the government can require businesses to make art for same-sex wedding. The new case, 303 Creative versus Elenis, involves a Colorado graphic designer named Lori Smith, who refuses to create websites for same-sex couples. Off the bat, it's important to note that Smith has not been asked to make a wedding website for a same-sex couple. Indeed, she does not yet make wedding websites at all. Her portfolio focuses on churches and Republican politicians. but she plans to make such websites in the future. And when she does, she intends to turn away potential same-sex customers. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, saints, you see, this is a very busy world with much that we need to pray about. And we appreciate those of you who hang in there with us and pray with us. You know there's a reward before the throne of God for doing this. I know you didn't know it, but now you do. There's a reward for doing it. Brother Marshall, would you put your hand up, please? Because I keep passing wherever you are somehow. Amen. Put your finger up, sir. Find you right quickly. Thank you. I see you. Amen. We're ready.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for making us ready. Thank you for putting us here for such a time as this. Our times are in your hands. We thank you, Father, for your mercies that are new each and every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you, Jesus, that you ever lived to make intercession for each of us. And that's how we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace, Father God, with our big brother Jesus. God, even as you said, not only in Hebrews 4:16, but Hebrews 10:19, and it's only because you shed your holy, innocent blood to purchase us back from the devil. And it says in Hebrews 10:19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter to the holiest by the blood of Jesus, because we know none of us are righteous except for your gift of righteousness, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your holy, holy name. We thank you for the body of Christ. For she is called by thy name, Yahweh Tzidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Because that's your name. That's what it says over in Jeremiah 23. And that we thank you for the privilege of living by you, Lord, living by your word. And we thank you, Father, you esteem your word above all your name, Father. We ask for your help. I ask for your help. I commit my works unto you, King Jesus, and my thoughts shall be established. And I bind every spirit of vain imagination, I bind every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Satan, you're bound already, as we've been in agreement in the opening prayers in Jesus' name. Because you said, if two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And you said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Father, we ask you to loose your obedient angels, warring angels, whatever angels are appropriate. Father God, we do specially thank you for the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about them that fears you, Lord, and delivers them. As it says over in Psalm 34:7. And we thank you, Father God. It says at the end of Psalm 91, because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And we know that all flesh shall see the salvation of God, because you said so in Luke 3:6. And we thank you, Father, that we are your house in Jesus' name. That's what it says. In Hebrews 3:6, that's why we hold fast the rejoicing of the hope, firm unto the end. We plead that blood over every access to each and every member of the body of Christ, all of our family members, every door, every window, every electronic access, every phone, every computer, every type of access to each and every one of us, and all of our family members. We plead the blood. You set a lamb for house, and Exodus 12:3, and Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. In Jesus' name it is written that, Father God, you made us joint heirs with Christ. It says in Romans 8:15-17, and as joint heirs with Christ, it is written in Job 22:28, thou shalt decree a thing that shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon them as they speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear, pertain to each and every one of us, all that pertain to each and every one of us. And also, thank you, Lord, for hiding us in that secret place of the Most High, like it says in the beginning of Psalm 91. And we thank you for that promises, Father God, in your word, and every witchcraft curse sent against every one of us, all the members of the body of Christ, all those in the United States of America, returned at least. And of those that come into the body of Christ particularly, and each member of the body of Christ returned at least sevenfold on the heads of the spirits that sent them, do those spirits with intent to do to us. in Jesus' name. Is not my word like a fire, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, as it says in Jeremiah 23, and it is written in Psalm 79:12. And render unto our neighbors, those demons, Father God, render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. And Jesus says in Matthew 25:40, whatever you do to the least of these, you've done it unto me. So, Father God, we know nobody can poke you in the eye and get away with it. So according to all these prayer requests that Pastor Sabrina has just read through, and Trish was so nice to post in the, not just the chat room, but in the prayer room. I don't know if there's been any situations with the chat room. I know it was questionable last time. Father, we thank you for deliverance from everyone. These spirits of voice, every ungodly spirit is bound in Jesus' name. All these attacks and wiles and scrambling spirits are perpetually bound. Every spirit trying to steal a single word of the true and living God from any one of our hearts and minds, including all of our family members, all of any of us individually as well as corporately, have interceded for, including all the descendants of every believer, the family members of every believer, continually bound and gagged in Jesus. And no one God's spirit may snatch away a single word of the true and living God, because Jesus, who's purchased us with his own blood, says, "Behold, I give unto you, saints, power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Thank you that our names are written in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Our names are engraved in the palms of your hand. We give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Father, for keeping us as the apple of your eye. So, Father, we do ask for your adjudication on the righteous judge, and you've given Jesus that power to make all these judgments. We're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. But, Father God, there's many people don't know that, Father God, including those in the kind of political and judiciary system, not just in this country, most of the nations, Father God. There may be some people who know, Father, but not everyone. So, Father, we ask for your divine intervention concerning all this business, concerning this LGBTQ so-called rights, Father God. I don't know if you thought that the people in Sodom and Gomorrah needed to have rights, Father God, but it sounds like you came down and you talked with Father Abraham, and he said if there'd be just 10 righteous souls, let's see, finally, just 10 righteous souls in Sodom and Gomorrah, you're surely not going to destroy all the people for just, if there'd be at least 10 righteous souls. No, he said he wouldn't destroy it for 10. Well, Father, I don't know. You said when Jesus returns, will he find faith on the earth? Faith in the blood covenant, faith in your name written in the blood of the Lamb. Father, I don't know how many people are understanding. It's taken me many decades to begin to understand. I'm just still a work in progress, Father God. You're still teaching me, and I'm so grateful. But you said, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We do submit ourselves to you, King Jesus. Not my will, your will be done. So, Father, we ask you to deliver us from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy. You said in Joel 2:32, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We ask you to deliver us from all the plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy, to try and turn God, the law of the Most High God that was given by inspiration through Moses to the Jewish people, which does have a basis in true fact, Father God, in Jesus. We ask you to overturn all these people trying to overturn your law, even as you point out, even in the first chapter of Romans, Father God, those people, and some of them are related to some of us. Oh, Father God, have mercy on our family members that have gone off on this route. And we know a lot of it comes from ungodly order in the home, Father God, where the mother wears the boots and the whatever, the pants, and the husband has been mind controlled through the TV programs or whatever else, Father God, and maybe nasty things put into the foods and the teachings in the schools, especially in the universities, to bring this about. Father, we ask you to get to the root cause of it, Father, in Jesus' name, by your Spirit. Send the Holy Spirit, Father God, because you promised us, Father. You said in Acts 2:17, in the last days I'll pour forth of my spirit upon all flesh. And we know these are the last days. Pastor Sabrina's mentioned it. Your word says so, and that's confirmed. Not only the first couple of verses of Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 9. It's in 1 and 2 Peter. And we, Father God, we know these are the last days. So, Father, we ask you to send the Holy Ghost, pour forth of your spirit, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the saints that have heard the wonderful prophecy, Father God. What was his name? Tommy Hicks, that the prophecy Pat Holliday talked about and Brother Bill reminded us of not too long ago. But this wonderful prophecy, this man, God, who lived in Canada, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. God, I was saying, that man who lived up there, wherever it was, in the northern parts of what we call North America, Father God, had a wonderful visitation. I think it was in July of 1961. And Father God, he saw the sleeping giant waking up, Father God. The sleeping giant represents the body of Christ. in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father God, for waking up the body of Christ. We thank you, Father God, for that righteousness that comes. He says, well, your name is near, your wondrous works declare. In the beginning of Psalm 75. And we thank you, Father God, for the awakening you've already begun in Canada, Father God, even at this season, Father God, in Jesus' name. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. And you know, isn't it interesting? In Acts 20, they had communion, and the pastor, Paul, was preaching till late at night, and the man fell out of the third-story window, and they took him up dead. And Paul ran down and said, don't trouble yourselves, his spirit's in him. And they went up, and they broke bread at dawn again. They had communion. They broke bread daily. And it talks about in Acts chapter 2, toward the end of the chapter, they did that daily. Why did they do that? Was there power breaking the bread and taking the cup of wine or juice, whatever? And you said in Psalm 75, 6 and 7, for promotion cometh neither from the east, not from China, nor from the west. Nope, not from however far west you want to go, from Hawaii or from whoever it is, Newsom, who's a bit of a nuisance in California, nor from the south, not even the governor of Georgia or even whoever. Even the governor of Florida seems to try to do things right, but who knows? He got elected, and they still have funny ballots and all that nonsense. How did he get elected? I don't know. For it says, God is the judge. He putteth down one, he setteth up another. Father, we know that we're not going to elect or we're not going to vote our way out of this nonsense that I know of, but of course you can do exceeding abundantly more than I can ask or imagine. Yes, that all the adjudication will be taken care of by our King, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus, who has all power in heaven and earth. We thank you, Father God. They're trying to make people think that this very small minority of human beings, I think it's less than 3%, that identifies themselves in the LGBTQ realm, Father God, that somehow they deserve to be honored, just like people who happen to have a darker skin, or maybe people of original American Indian or whatever heritage or whatever. They need to have the same respect. We know, God, you're no respecter of persons, but you actually don't like demons, but you love every human being, and you command us to love everyone. You said that, and that's quite a challenge. We have to make a big distinction between the demons that are in people and the people. And some people have made themselves one with those demons, and they've really gone to great lengths to do that, Father. But we ask you, Father God, if you can pray some of those demons out of them by your Spirit, Father God, grant them the gifts of repentance. We pray for those who despitefully use us. We ask you to save their souls, Father God, in Jesus' name, including those in the political realm that are advancing this LGBTQ lifestyle, in Jesus' name. Whether they call themselves Republicans or Democrats, it makes no difference. But, Father, we ask you, Father God, as you know, respect your person, and that's just window dressing anyway. There's not much of a difference. Father God, we ask you, I mean, there are a few people that makes a difference, but not really. So, Father God, we ask that you're for divine intervention, Father God, for all these people, and that you'll save the souls of those that can be saved in Jesus' name, and that you'll deliver the people in this nation that are standing for biblical truth, and you help us all to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Jesus didn't always open his mouth when people asked him things. In fact, he was like a lamb who kept his mouth shut sometimes. So, Father God, help us to learn how to zip it, me especially, Lord, at the right times, and only allow what you want to come out. So to watch before all of our mouths, keep the door of our lips for every member of the body of Christ, not just those associated with Miracle in that church, Father, in Jesus' name, and all of our family members. So to watch before our mouths, keep the door of our lips, especially those who are involved in our families, with the social media platforms, Father, in Jesus' name, because we know all these platforms, most of them were actually probably set up by the CIA, like Facebook and all these things, Father. We ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Father. We ask for your adjudication from the righteous judge concerning the January 6th defendants who pleaded guilty to, quote-unquote, illegal parading or picketing of the U.S. Capitol. So we thank you, Father God, that some of these people are getting at least heard at this time. So many have been kept without being heard, even in solitary confinement. Some people are treated worse than people in Guantanamo Bay, just horrific, awful. Father, we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication, Father, And Father, concerning this judge who doesn't understand, or maybe she is saying things she's told to say, I don't know. I have no idea, Father. I've never heard of her before. But Father God, you know what's going on in the spirit realm, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, to protect the people, Father God, that we're just genuinely, we have the right to demonstrate. Like those dear saints, those dear people, some of them were saints, some of them are becoming saints in Canada. And we thank you for waking up the people in Canada. It started with maybe 1.4 million, and now it's probably about a third of the whole country are awakened, Father God. You're doing a great work. We thank you for the demons that were controlling Trudeau to make him, to put on the harsh, draconian mandates to take away people's funds and to confiscate their vehicles and separate the children from their parents and the pets from the people. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, that people woke up in a big hurry and said, whoa, if they're taking away the money from these people and not they can't access the money in their accounts, maybe I need to get my money out of the bank. We thank you, Father God, for many, many, many people in Canada waking up to saying, you know, there's some people that aren't really have the best interest of the Canadian citizens at heart. Well, isn't that amazing? There's some people who are actually finding out that the devil's real. The devil does come to steal, kill, and destroy. And we thank you, Father God. We ask you to have mercy on that indigenous grandmother with a walker that was trampled by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police horse, Father, in Jesus' name. Help her to recover quickly. And all those that were terribly abused, including Pastor Arthur Pulowski, those have been terribly abused, Father God, thrown in solitary confinement. And just, Father, we ask for your divine help and intervention in all these different areas, Father, in Jesus' name, including the righteous judge decision concerning this Judge Beryl Howell, in Jesus' name, from the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C., in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that she's just going along with the thing that this was much more than just a little demonstration. Well, it was supposed to be a demonstration, but there were people who wanted to make it a big thing so they can make the people that were trying to do what we're allowed to do legally, just like they were doing up in Canada, peacefully demonstrating. They never resorted to arms. They were telling the police officers, I love you. And even as they were saying, I love you, the police officers shot all nasty things at them, in whatever it was, pepper spray or tear gas or whatever, and worse than that. So, Father, we ask for your divine adjudication because you know what's going on. We thank you, Father God, for many people waking up. We ask for your divine protection over those from whatever it's called, the people's convoy or whatever, that's been well organized, Father God. We ask you to keep them safe, Father God, from any plans of infiltration from Antifa or any other groups, Father, in Jesus' name. And we know there are other so-called convoys that may be orchestrated by others, Father God, that may not have the same plans that the original one did, Father, in this country, that are trying to bring about another January 6th nonsense. Father, we ask you to protect each one from every one of the plans of the deep state, what the people call the deep state, those that are serving Satan, Father God, in different layers and different levels, in Jesus' name, to try and bring about the total destruction of the people and this country, Father God, from the original founding of the Declaration of Independence, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to overturn. And, Father, you know those people that came over in the Mayflower Compact, and they made a compact with you, Father God, and the pilgrims that came over, Father God, and the pilgrims, they had such a rough time that first winter, Father God, half of them died. And there was a boat that came from England. Say, you can go back to England now. You can take the easy road out. You can just leave. They said, no. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That was their claim. The end of, what is that, 1 Thessalonians 5? In everything give thanks. How do you give thanks when half of the people die? So, Father, in everything we're giving thanks, Father God, that you're hearing our prayers as we can come before you. Because you said, if two of you on earth are just anything you ask, it shall be done, my Father, in heaven. Make all of our prayers effectual and fervent, Father God, even as you give us the gift of righteousness. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So, Father, we thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father God. We don't always know how to pray, but thank you for the Holy Ghost groaning through us. Thank you for reminding me to allow the Holy Ghost to pray through us, Father God. It's not just a cute little, like a little bow you put on a gift or something, Father God. No, that's the power of God, because I don't know how to pray. But the Holy Ghost does. He's been around forever. That's how the earth was created. Father God thought it. Jesus spoke it. The Holy Ghost did it. That's how you created all of us. And you're not going to forsake the work of your own hands, Lord. We thank you for your divine intervention, adjudication concerning all this nonsense, concerning January 6th and the people demonstrating for freedom, Father God, and liberty. You gave us God-given liberty. But the freedom, the politicians or those that are bowing their knees to some other dark lord want to take away from the people. They must say, oh, no, no, you need to have this digital ID. Otherwise, you can't buy or sell. Doesn't that sort of sound like something we've read in the book of Revelation? Where is that? Is that chapter 13? You can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast? Why would that be? Are we really in the end times? Could they want to do that? Of course, fortunately, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You're not going to leave us or forsake us, Lord Jesus, because you said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And that last verse, I think it is, and the whole Gospel of Matthew say, you're with us, Lord, and together with God, nothing shall be impossible. We ask for your divine intervention, adjudication from the righteous judge concerning all that's going on, Father God, and what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on between Russia and the United States, the people who supposedly represent the United States, whoever they were planted there, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father God. There's a lot going on that most people don't have a clue about, and I only have a little teeny hint about. But I heard from one person that said there was a site on, I think it was Twitter, that's called Clandestine, and they talked about 15 bioweapons labs that belonged to the United States that were on Ukraine's border with Russia. And some of those got bombed or whatever, zapped by missiles or whatever from Russia. They may have done us all a great service. We don't really know what's going on. And Russia's standing against all these central bankers that want to control everything, but everybody to be little good little serfs in Jesus' name, to get their little digital IDs and only do what they're allowed to do, make sure they get their jabs, and just like they want to get those nice little Ukrainian people, the extra almost 70% of them to get jabbed so they can also become controlled by the satellites through the 5G and all the rest of it, Father. We ask you, Father God, for your divine intervention, adjudication from all those dear people in Ukraine that have been able to escape this, and especially what's really going on in Ukraine, because I don't really know. I don't know if anybody really, really knows, Father God. I know that country's been used for many years for money laundering, Father God, from what I've heard. And Father God, there's a lot of people very, very, very high up in U.S. politics that had all kinds of things to do with Ukraine and Uranium One and all kinds of interesting things. So, Father, we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication from all these things, Father God, and you provide for the dear people of Ukraine that have been kicked out of their homes, that have been supposedly, I don't know, bombed and horrific things. But apparently some of the people, maybe they're really just very hardened by war or something, but Father God, some of those people, all these nasty things are supposedly going on, they don't seem to be scared or running away or screaming or crying from what some of the videos show. So maybe, Father God, this is like the movie was called The Tail That Wagged the Dog. Maybe it's just play acting, at least to a degree. Maybe not all of it. Maybe it's just a false flag, because it says whatever you accuse somebody else of, you're guilty of yourself. And the Biden regime was big time pretending this was going to be a false flag from Russia. Because have we ever heard the United States has ever done false flags? Maybe. So, Father, we ask for your divine adjudication, because I don't know how you're going to do this, but the earth is the Lord. We ask you to bring it all about, Father God, in your way and in your time. You know how to expose what's going on. Even as you said in Daniel chapter 2, 47, the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings. He's over Biden. He's over Putin. He's over all of us. And a revealer of secrets. Seems thou couldst reveal this secret. You know exactly what's going on, Lord. And we thank you for revealing what's going on, Lord. In Jesus' name. And Jesus says over in Luke 8:17, which is confirmed in Matthew 10:20, but in Luke 8:17, Jesus says, nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. So, Father, everything that the enemy is trying to do, we ask you to expose it. And we thank you, Father, for giving Jesus all that power and authority in Jesus' name. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, just like you said in Revelation 17, 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Lord, we know you don't call the righteous. You call sinners to repentance, because that's why I know you called me, because I made all kinds of mistakes. And none's righteous in our own things. Our righteous deeds are as filthy rags. It's only because of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us all, washing us from our sins in your own blood and hiding us under the blood of Jesus. Even as Pat Holiday talked about that witch who left a coven and she came to Jesus and she got delivered, but she was in the process of going through more deliverance, and she was walking with Pat Holiday, Pat Holiday said, in a mall, and she saw all the people from her coven heading right toward them. She said, oh my goodness, they're going to see me. And Pat said, stay right next to me, be at peace. And they can't see you. We're under the blood of Jesus. She said those people, she could have almost reached out and touched them, but they couldn't see her. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for hiding us in the secret place of the Most High. We thank you for protecting all your saints from the wiles and schemes of the enemy. Those in Ukraine that have given their hearts to Jesus already, protect them, Father God, and deliver them, Father, in Jesus' name. And give many, many people in the Valley of Decision, Father God, the ability to call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Call upon the name of the Lord, to take that cup of salvation and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth because of the blood of the covenant. We thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And help each one to remain comfortable and calm and at peace. Well, how does it go? There was a scripture the Lord showed me just the other day. Where was that, Lord? It's in So it's the last verse of Proverbs 1. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall be quiet from fear of evil. Something to that effect. I didn't just go read it, but that's roughly what it says. So, Father, we thank you for that, and we thank you for Psalm 27, 4-6. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For the time of trouble, he shall hide me in a pavilion, and the secret of the tabernacle shall be hiding me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now, right now, shall my head be lifted up above the earth. And now shall my head be lifted up above the earth. Sacrifices of joy I will sing. Yeah, I will sing praise to the Lord. Bless your holy, holy name. Bless your holy Calvary. Thank you for your intervention in the adjudication of holy consideration, Father God.
And though I quench you my back then, and Lord, all my feet, things haven't changed, my love's still the same, you're still Lord to me.
Mighty God,
yeah.
Jesus said,
Jesus came and spake unto the saints, all power.